Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Professor John Sterling, he is a political science professor, and now at a local community college, he is their Homeland Security, liaison to Homeland Security. I just had the WATE TV news piece, and it just said John Sterling, another student in training for Homeland Security. And so he has agreed to be with us for the balance of the hour and to tell us about his mindset, why he got involved in this, and all over the country. This says six states. That's really not accurate. They have a Secure Corps, AmeriCorps, Citizen Corps, and they fight terrorism, quote, and crime. And they're just out there aiding the police and then the Homeland Security. And Professor Sterling, should I call you Dr. Sterling?
You can just call me John.
Okay. John, tell us how you got involved in all this, and tell us about yourself and what you do.
Well, my background is law enforcement and military, and I went to law school late in life. I thought to practice law, but my mother hoped that I would take up more honest employment, so I got into academia. And part of my military and police experience was counterterrorism, counterintelligence. So after 9/11, it was a natural fit for me to be drawn back into that kind of service. As I said, I was a political science professor in North Carolina. About 3 years ago, the governor's office of Homeland Security in Tennessee hired me to be the regional coordinator for the eastern region of Tennessee. Last June, I went back into academia. I was hired by a local community college in Knoxville to head up their Homeland Security program. We offer one of the first in the nation, Associates of Applied Science in Homeland Security. The training that I was at yesterday was in that capacity, because as part of my developing my curriculum for Homeland Security, we want to teach students how to integrate volunteers in the overall Homeland Security initiative.
So you're a force multiplier.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's a good term.
You're actually there as a cadre commander to create then larger units?
Well, that's not exactly accurate, but truly this is a team of teams. From the governor's office right on down, the whole, in our state, the focus on Homeland Security really is a team of teams. It involves government and private enterprise and local citizens. The Citizens Corps that you mentioned really is involved, is made up of a lot of different segments, volunteers in police service, Citizens Emergency Response Team, the Medical Reserve Corps, and some others. So the Knoxville Police Department hosted this yesterday in conjunction with the Department of Homeland Security. The Knoxville Police Department coordinates mostly the VIPs, the Volunteers in Police Service, the Citizens Volunteer Group, but they coordinate also the some of the others. So the volunteer coordinator for the police department, working with Department of Homeland Security, set up this training, and 40 citizens of various backgrounds came together and learned how to operate this Homeland Security Information Network.
So we'll just have eyes and ears everywhere.
Yes, sir.
And is 40 where it's going to stop? I mean, what number is Homeland Security right now saying they want per city, your size?
Well, 40 happened to be the amount of that was what the resources could handle here locally. And I don't know whether that was a number that the Knoxville Police Department is going to cap at, or whether there will be additional training scheduled. I know that as far as my college program, my curriculum program that we've designed, we're going to integrate. Part of what I'm trying to accomplish by offering this an associate's degree is to train people how to be emergency planners, and part of developing any emergency plan of necessity requires involvement in, you know, with citizens.
Oh, it's the new economy is Homeland Security. I tell you what, Professor, stay right there, and we've got a break here for just 3 minutes. We're going to come back and recap a little bit and then get into what the training is specifically with John Sterling. And he also teaches a class on Homeland Security there at the local college. Stay with us. We'll be right back. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we're talking to Professor John Sterling, and he has a military and anti-terrorism background, and he teaches a Homeland Security class there at one of the local colleges in the Knoxville area, and I just saw his name, told my producer to get him on here in this WATE news piece. And, you know, I've seen these reports from all over the country where they take the Citizen Corps and with the kids, it's called Secure Corps. We had some of the kids on a few years ago. I remember in that Philadelphia Daily News article where they do bomb clearing and warrant service. I couldn't believe they were giving kids this training. I don't know if they do that. In support of the police, they had them fugitive tracking in the woods. Pretty sophisticated. I guess this stuff's a little more just eyes and ears, but we'll find out. And then we have other stratas. This stuff like the Alabama Defense Forces and the Texas Defense Forces, the State Guard, where, you know, they'll go into a town during, say, a Bay Fest in a town, a major city in Alabama, and then search everybody coming into the downtown of the city. So there's a lot of this, and I've been to a lot of these events, and as people know, I've made a few films on the subject. It's extremely interesting, but we're again honored to have John Sterling with us. He's been with us for the whole hour. He's lavishing us with time. And we'll open the phones up coming up in about 30 minutes, and the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. John, tell us more about your unique perspective. What is your military and counterterrorism background?
Well, I don't know that my perspective is unique, but I have a broad base of experience. I was a street cop at the local level in Kansas and Colorado. I was a detective and a crime scene investigator. And Then I was in the military. I got out of the military with the rank of captain following Desert Storm, and we had done some counterintelligence, counterinsurgency stuff during the mid to late 80s, particularly Central American theater. So when I went back to school late in life and got my master's and my doctorate degree, then I shortly after that 9/11 occurred, and
that MO sounds like you got recruited by an intelligence agency.
No, just the governor wanted somebody to.
No. I'm going back to you in Central and South America. You know, being recruited as already as a professional to go down there in the 80s. Were you recruited by an intelligence agency?
No, I was with a conventional Army Reserve unit.
Well, I bet that was hairy down there.
Well, it was interesting. The Army euphemistically calls that low-intensity conflict, and what that really means is you send small units out into the jungle without much logistical support.
Guerrilla warfare.
Yes, sir.
So I mean, obviously, you're a patriotic fella, and so when, I mean, I guess 9/11 happened, and you decided to try to get involved again. I mean, what happened?
Well, it was an opportunity for me to conduct some counterterrorism training for the state of North Carolina. I had been teaching law and political science, teaching criminal justice, criminal procedure, and there was an opportunity to travel over the eastern third of North Carolina with the governor's crime commission, training law enforcement in basic terrorism awareness. And so from there, then, I was recruited by the governor's office in Tennessee to help stand up their Office of Homeland Security about 3 years ago.
And now you teach a class.
Well, I teach. I'm a program coordinator. We actually offer an entire program, 14 classes related to Homeland Security.
Now, I mean, do you think it would really be, I know a lot of universities, UT, Texas A&M, a lot of others, are really shifting into this to train tens of thousands. Are we going to need tens of thousands of people to fight terrorists here in America?
Well, fighting terrorists, that's a broad term. Ultimately, every incident, of course, we want to prevent, if possible. That's the primary objective.
That's kind of the new psychology for America. Instead of going after the crime after it happens to get the criminals, this is that preventative.
It does. It represents a shift in the way we think about criminal activity.
But a seismic shift, yeah.
Yes, it is. And we have to be careful with that. I mean, you alluded to the fact that I'm a patriot, and in truth, I am. I believe in the Constitution. But these are perilous times, and they require a very careful analysis of how we're going to shift with the times without compromising our fundamental liberties.
Do you agree with Alberto Gonzalez's memos where he says that Bush is actually commander-in-chief, and in that position domestically, he is the law and can authorize whatever he wishes?
No, I don't. If that's Alberto Gonzalez's take on it, I would disagree with that as you summarized it.
Well, that's actually word for word. I've even got a clip of him on NBC saying it in different words. But no, have you heard of those torture memos?
Yes.
Well, there's four of them. We've got them, and it's grisly. They said we can kill people, and if we don't call it torture when they die, it's not illegal.
Well, the fundamental principles of the Constitution are what I have sworn to uphold and protect, and even though I'm no longer a commissioned officer, I am still loyal to that oath, and I.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'm here reading Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, Section 2, about the Commander in Chief, and it really says he's only the Commander in Chief, when he follows the Constitution and when Congress declares war.
Well, terrorism represents a shift in the terrain, politically, philosophically, legally, and as I said, we need to be very careful that. Any move that we make does not divorce the constitutional principles, but yet does give government all the tools that it needs to effectively combat terrorism. And I'm glad that I'm not in a chief policy-making position. It's a difficult a razor's edge to walk sometimes.
What did you think about all the latest reports of the Pentagon going around to protests and taking photos of people and wiretapping individuals? What did you think of that?
Well, I don't know. Is this going to be a show about my personal opinion?
Well, no. I mean, I'm trying to get the idea, the view on somebody who is, I mean, as you said in the last segment, you're there basically recruiting and expanding as a leader, not just with at a college with 14 classes that you're administering, but also, I mean, you're definitely a change agent. And you're definitely going to affect thousands of people's lives.
Well, in that context, I want to teach my students how to think, the process of thinking through to a conclusion. Not a knee-jerk emotional reaction, but to be firmly grounded in constitutional principles, to understand what the threat is, and to be able to work through some legitimate process to maximize the ability of law enforcement to do their job.
Now, what are threats? Because in these articles from Texas and Colorado and Tennessee, they talk about fighting terrorism and crime. The new TSA Viper teams are saying, we're going to fight threats, we're going to fight terror and crime. What is the mission that you're teaching these 40 volunteers, most of them already volunteers of the police department, who came to this meeting that's separate from your academic activities?
Well, for most of your listeners, they probably are aware that all terrorism is crime, but all crime is not terrorism. So there is that overlap. Make sure that definitions are clear. Terrorism is a crime that has the intent of shifting political political objectives, that has it as its intent to change policy, and its targets are not the people that are the change agents.
I agree with you, Professor, but that's the old definition. Are you aware of the federal code change in Section 802 of H.R. 3162, USA Patriot Act?
I'm still operating under what the FBI trained us as to what the definition of terrorism is.
Would you like me to tell you what Section 802 says?
Sure, go ahead.
Any action that endangers human life that's a violation of any federal or state law is an act of terrorism.
Well, that certainly is a departure from the historical definition.
That's Believe me, well, I'm just glad talking to you. You sound like a genuine person, and that's what I said before we even got you on. It's just I'm somewhat of a, frankly, an expert on this, and I'm the person that came up with the idea to have cities reject the Patriot Act. I'm the person that wrote that. And I'm the person that had it thrown out in those states, and I'm the person that came up with that idea. And believe me, I've interviewed a lot of you guys, and you're the most well-spoken person I've talked to so far. I've had people on here that say anybody disagrees with the government needs to be put in a FEMA camp, Professor.
Well, we've been down that road before, and that haunts us to this day. So as I said, this is a razor-thin edge of policy, and I'm glad that I am not at those higher levels of policy making. Decision making.
But you do have an oath, and you said you swore to that oath, and so if you ever got orders that you thought were unconstitutional, you're not going to deceive yourself and play doublethink. You're going to say no.
That's absolutely right.
Well, I tell you, that's very encouraging. Look, I have no problem with people that are actually out looking for terrorists, but when we get into this thing of citizens need to call the police if they do see a crime taking place or think one is, but the tattletale East German system of having huge squads running around, we all know there's not going to be a terrorist event every month in Knoxville, so what are they going to be doing? I mean, it says threats. I mean, they're obviously going to be, quote, fighting crime, Professor?
Well, there are a lot of activities that people deem suspicious, and, of course, depending on your background, your training, your awareness levels, something that one person may deem suspicious may be completely normal behavior for another one. But when people do see behavior that they deem suspicious, and we don't define that for them. I mean, we can give some guidelines, but we leave it up to people to. If it raises the hackles, the hairs on the back of your neck, then go ahead and report it. Then there are people. There's a screening process, and that vetting process takes place at the local level. The volunteers that were trained yesterday, for example, are recruited, screened, administered by the Knoxville Police Department, and they have the Knoxville Police Department has the oversight over that particular group of volunteers.
Well, I've got a neighbor, a nice old lady, who likes to constantly look through her windows at me and constantly look through the cracks in the fence, and I have no idea why. But I mean is she going to be running around as my new commander?
The local police probably have a thick dossier on you already, Alex.
Oh, they do. Don't worry. Yeah.
Well, we get calls from people that frankly are pretty loony. But there is a vetting process. There's a screening process, and suspicious behavior that's deemed suspicious by the citizen will be reported, and then if it's deemed to warrant further investigation, then it'll be handled by local law enforcement. And if it's deemed by them to require a higher level of intervention, then they'll notify the local Joint Terrorism Task Force, or in Tennessee we have the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
Well, stay there, Professor. We're really honored to have you. We got a quick break. I want to come back. I want to get into, because I'm intrigued by this discussion, I want to get into how this machinery, how these mechanisms actually work, and any websites you want to give out or any information, and then take calls. But, you joke, Professor, about how there's a big dossier on me. I'm sure our Knoxville listeners are going to infiltrate your organization now. We'll be right back.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I'm not going to sit up here like the grand poobah of knowing people, but I was talking to the professor, Sterling, John Sterling, in the break, and he seems like really genuine. I mean, my detector for baloney didn't go off at all. And so, you know, the joke during the break we were saying is that I was saying, well, he's saying I like being in the system because I can make sure the Constitution is being followed. And that really is one of the fail-safes we have built into this country, is that there are a lot of good people in these systems, in these mechanisms. And that was my joke about, I bet a bunch of our listeners are going to go join, keep their mouths shut. If they really do ever see any real terrorist stuff going on, they'll call the police. But they're not going to tattle on their neighbor who they think, you know, might be dumping garbage in the local creek, because that's the kind of stuff we've seen with some of these local Secure Corps, Citizen Corps groups, because, I mean, let's face it, folks, they got to give them something to do, and they're not going to be seeing terrorists on a daily basis. So specifically, sir, I talked to you during the break about my film Police State 2000, which you haven't seen, but I'll send you a video of it. The listeners have. Urban Warrior in 99 in Oakland, California, with Marines training openly to confiscate our firearms in America. And then you go, oh, yeah, you brought up the 29 Palms survey where they ask him, would you fire on Americans, and 76% said no. Would you speak to that, please?
Well, I just know that young people, I mean, I teach in an academic environment. I get a lot of kids right out of high school, and I'm over 50 years old, so I've seen basically three generations of, you know, young people, and I'm just amazed at the young people who do not, they lack a critical thinking component, and they, their lives, their whole training is in sound bites, and so they believe what they're told. If it's on the internet, if it's on the news, if they read it in a book, why then it must be true. So their whole perspective of what is constitutional, what is fair, what is, you know, what is a balance of liberty and order, they believe what they're told in public school and through their other input sources. So,
but see, you talk about a balance between liberty and order. I've always found that maximum liberty brings maximum order, and that it's a fake trade-off that they've told us. Give up liberty, you get security. I find that to be a false equation, and I think the Founding Fathers spoke eloquently through a historical lens to that point, Professor.
Well, I'm not sure that I know what you're referring to. That liberty, the individual liberty, comes with a certain amount of chaos or disorganization. You know, just think of it in a community.
None of you have a self-governed people. Yes, now that we've basically turned into animals, maybe you're right. I mean, people are turning into animals. But, I don't know, 1776, I mean, after the war, the crime rate wasn't very high compared to the rest of Europe.
Well, and you make the point that the self-government only works for people that are self-disciplined. If we lack self-discipline, we cannot be self-governed. And I think that's one of the great fallacies. I mean, I'm kind of falling back to my former political science days here, but that's, you know, that's my perspective. We have to be self-disciplined if we're going to be effectively.
But the evidence shows, Professor, no amount of force, as if the government even wants to have force to keep us all safe and happy. Give me a break. I mean, as you said during the break, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, as Lord Acton said. The actual quote is that power tends to corrupt and absolute power corrupts absolutely. I mean, you can try to give those levers of power all the leverage they need. It's only going to manifest over time into a despotism.
Well, I agree that we need to be constantly vigilant. I mean, I am a patriot. I love God. I love my country. That does not mean, by the same token, that I love my government or everything that my government does. I am not anti-government. I believe that governments are instituted of God to bring about, you know, righteousness and goodness.
Well, that's Romans 13. I am anti-Chinese communist government. I am anti-Nazi government. I am anti-Putin government.
As am I.
But then I would not be, I'm not anti-constitutional republic.
And so to that end, and this goes back to your question, I am in a position of influence. I am in a position to help young minds think, apprehend what our historical foundations represent, the principles that they represent, and to apply those principles as we work through this complicated and ever-changing terrorist threat situation.
Well, you see, I think the foundation of what you're covering is flawed, and I'm going to send you some material on that. What's generating the terrorism, where it's coming from, who really stands to gain in a larger lens, Operation Northwoods, Operation Gladio, Gulf of Tonkin, USS Liberty. I mean, I've had admirals on the air who took the call from LBJ, and he said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom to be blamed on Egypt. And so when you get to a certain point, when you're, you know, I mean, I understand you using the data you have as a machine and then spitting out the answer, that would make sense if Brzezinski Brzezinski and Jimmy Carter hadn't gone over and created Al-Qaeda in 1979. Any comments, Professor?
Well, of course, the dispute is whether, you know, to the extent that we may have contributed to Al-Qaeda. I mean, certainly we use indigenous troops, indigenous resources to fight a common enemy, and that has a history of biting us down the pike. So
we'll stay there. We got to break. I'll let you answer that on the other side. I want to talk more about the actual training, what's going on, this database, how it's uploaded, and then take a few calls. Anything you want to cover? We're just honored to have him, John Sterling, a real gentleman, spending time with us today in this discourse.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
Jeff in New York, Mike in Chicago, Scott in, what is that, Wisconsin, Chris in Arkansas, John in New York, and many others. And I'm sure these calls will be all over the map. I mean, try to have a question for our guest or myself about the teams they're hiring and the cadres, the local groups they're creating. Going back to the professor, John Sterling, who heads up a program that gives 14 classes at a local college there in the Knoxville area, and of course has worked inside the federal government, anti-terrorism, and the U.S. military, and also been a police officer. He's been tapped by the governor's Office of Homeland Security, and he's training a select group of people from Knoxville on how to better track terrorist activity. With the help of the federal Department of Homeland Security, they're teaching civilians. You see, why is Homeland Security military? Is the governor's office military? Why are they calling us civilians? See, the terminology goes under the war powers and Bush saying he's commander-in-chief and trying to say that's a domestic power. I mean, this is just what the historical constitutional scholars are saying. I mean, Ron Paul, Bob Barr, Tommy Franks. I mean, this isn't Alex Jones, folks. I mean, this is what's being discussed. Under close watch from the Department of Homeland Security, a select group of civilians nominated by Knoxville police are learning how to better track terrorist activity. And then it gets into it, and there is going to be a program where these people upload to computers on a network and fill out a secure online document. Then a link is established with local and federal law enforcement. You know, Bush has not been able to have the CIA and the FBI put out fake terror alerts. They blow the whistle. They've exposed it. It's been admitted. The White House press secretary had to admit Ari Fleischer before he left that, yes, we put those out for political reasons, and then boom, he was gone. I mean, they canned him quick. Every time the approval rating goes down, ooh, you know, it always turns out it wasn't a real threat. Okay? Imagine having thousands of people all over the country with these online forms, and they're going to have a Homeland Security deal where you sit at home and watch surveillance cameras in another city and then flag the police, and so that you stay frosty, they're going to simulate terrorists on the video feed and not tell you that they're not real, like making it a video game, which then creates the perception of real threats. I mean, this is science fiction style mind control, and I'm sure this thing in Knoxville doesn't go that deep. But John Sterling, I mean, what is this system? You're gonna, if you see something suspicious, if I see some suspicious looking, you know, Arabs with a truck and it looks like explosives in the back, I'm gonna do a citizen's arrest, or I'm gonna go call the police. I'm not gonna go fill out an online form to the government. This is just gonna be a huge rumor bucket that's gonna be used for more fear mongering.
Think of it as layers of intervention, with each layer being checked or vetted before it goes to the next layer. So reports by citizens of something that they deem to be suspicious will be looked at locally and determine whether there needs to be any other action taken at a higher level. Also understand that when something is reported at the local level, we may not have any knowledge here locally that there are also simultaneously similar events happening elsewhere. So somewhere in the system, the operators are able to detect patterns.
No, I know. The NSA runs it through keywords, and then the same thing pops up, and they see a pattern.
So anyway, the network, the Homeland Security Information Network, is a component part of what makes all that integrated and puts the reporting mechanism it standardizes the reporting mechanism.
Well, John, it comes down to this. I don't trust the government to do that. I've seen the abuse, the enemies list, the rest of it. You get real military intelligence with Able Danger, with Clinton and Bush, specifically going, these guys are terrorists, and they're told, leave them alone. I've interviewed the embassy heads who are like, well, these are hijackers. No, they're part of an anti-terror program. Let them back in. I mean, this is mainstream news. I've interviewed the FBI agents who were told, you'll be arrested if you go after, the supposed 20th hijacker. I've talked to the, David Shippers, who represents them. So it's just, again, there's all these well-meaning people like you who are in there being part of this, and you watch, you mark my words, you're going to see, and I hope you'll come on in a few years when this happens, or I hope you don't rationalize it to yourself, this is going to be used, as you said, threats, crime, and I've got articles from around the country where it says fighting crime. This, these new Viper teams with the TSA, they say they're going to fight terror and crime. And then you said, well, terror isn't crime. Well, terror is a crime, but it isn't the same as a regular crime because it has a political, use to scare a population or a government into a political action. So,
yeah,
I mean, how do you answer that? How do you answer that, those statements that I'm making?
Well, fortunately, I am low down on the pipeline, Alex. I don't have to address things that are happening at a national level.
Oh, you can't duck that, Professor. I mean, you're where the rubber meets the road.
Well, my job is fairly clearly defined. I've got a training mission to deal with producing a labor pool that can integrate into a local industry or local government that's trained in emergency planning, trained in vulnerability assessment. Some of the things that you're talking about are way off the track from where, from where our training is going.
Let me give you an example, Professor. I mean, I know you know all this. Emergency management centers, they'll go, hey, we'll give the county this whole base. Just let the Army and the National Guard move in with you at the same base, and we'll put an emergency traffic monitoring system with these federal cameras we put in, and you can use them as dual-use law enforcement. And, oh, by the way, the cell phones just so happened by law in 96 to be put in place in 2001. Our lifetime track, so now we can track everyone just in case we need to, because there's things have changed after 9/11, though we built this in 96, and, oh, the new transponders going in Texas and all the cars are going to have a transponder. We're going to double it as toll roads, and the toll roads are going to pay for this. And then you've got federalization, sir, having the TSA come into the local communities and go, you take federal funds, you got to give us 40 cops, 50 cops, and they're going to have citizens under them, and we're going to be gooning around at the airports, Miami police, we're going to be going outside the shopping malls and checking all your papers. Meanwhile, the border's wide open. It's classical tyranny, Professor, and you know it is.
If your point is that technology can turn around and bite us in the butt, I couldn't agree more. We have to be cautious about how we use technology. It is not the answer to all of our problems. I absolutely agree with that.
Have you been to the local Knoxville Emergency Management Center yet?
Yes, sir.
And what type of federal liaisons are there? Tell me about it.
Well, you painted sort of a picture that's accurate. There's a sharing of resources, and at one level, that's very efficient. As a taxpayer, as someone who's concerned about efficiency in government, every person should appreciate efficiency. But again,
in Germany, the trains arrived on time. Yes,
efficiency can be used as a tool. A tool of tyranny.
I got it, the MIT magazine from last year, and I got the Pentagon report. They say they designed this secretly with DARPA 20 years ago. This whole thing is a, quote, population control system. I don't need to have the opinion, brother. I've got it from MIT. They made the thing for the Pentagon. These cameras, these sensors, all of it. It has nothing to do with catching Osama al-CI bin Laden.
Is it effective, you think, in the dealing with local crime? Can we be more effective dealing with all types of crime, not just terrorist related?
There you go. And so are you. Okay, so you're saying when crime's bad, we need to use this federally funded grid to fight the evil criminals. Meanwhile, the government's salivating, wanting my guns.
But what I'm saying is that the tools are becoming available now. How they are used. As I said, we always have to exercise caution. And if I'm being lied to, that's happened before. If I'm being lied to about how our resources are being utilized at national levels, then, you know, I don't know how to respond to that. I mean, you do the best you can with what you've got. Every one of us is equipped with a certain amount of discretion, a certain amount of discernment. You know, you've got to play the hand you're dealt.
Well, I'm innocent until proven guilty, and I don't want the transponders in the inspection sticker,
and
I don't want them listening to my cell phone following me around.
And I agree with you. I personally do not subscribe to technology that has that kind of tracking capability.
The problem is it's going to be built in where you don't have a choice. Five states right now, Professor, are moving to put this in the inspection sticker. I had to send people down to the Capitol. I had to go down there. I had to personally fight it, and it failed by two votes. It was going in next year in Texas, and guess what TxDOT did? They went ahead and started a pilot program and ordered 2 million to the trackers people are going to randomly get. They're just going to do it anyways. I'm just sick of it.
Yeah, I'm suspicious of it. I don't believe that technology is the answer to all of our problems. And
I don't have a problem with the technology. A technology is like a gun or a car. It's a tool or a hammer. But I am against a hammer when somebody wants to beat me over the head with it.
So the problem that we have is the people who are in control of the technology.
Now, I mean, let's say conservatives all love George Bush. What happens when Hillary's president?
Exactly. Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. That's a great argument. One of the things that conservatives are fond of doing, if their man is in the White House, they're all too willing to give government power to you know, protect this, quote-unquote, or, you know, solve some social problem. But you're exactly right. Once you've set up the mechanism, we have no, we may not have any real control over who's in control next go around. So I agree with you.
Well, this is just amazing. Let's take a few calls here. I mean, anything else you'd like to add, Professor?
I just want to say that with respect to terrorism and crime, it truly is a problem at the local level. It's not something that Washington can come into. To our local community and, quote, fix for us.
Well, that's what they're doing.
And that's the great strength, I think, of this citizens awareness program and this citizens volunteer program, is that it makes people, it raises their situational awareness.
Well, you're one of the, you know, main movers in the governor's task force on this. Can you implement during the training, a Constitution mini course to maybe just read the Bill of Rights one time?
I do in my classes that we teach at the community college. We are one of the first requirement course, the prerequisite course, lays that philosophical constitutional foundation, and it's required for every student that enrolls in the program. They have to take this course.
Well, here's the problem: you create a vacuum; it's going to be filled. I mean, everywhere. They're acting like this is going to. Well, I mean, already prisons and law enforcement's the biggest part of our economy, and now a big segment of that's going to be Homeland Security. There's going to be a look. The Cold War is over. They need a new enemy, and now it's terrorism. And they're not going to find a bunch of it on Main Street America, so don't worry. Section 802, everything's terrorism. And, you know, I know people get pulled over by cops who want to search their car, and they go, why? Well, things have changed to 9/11. Things haven't changed. I mean, let's say the terrorist threat's this horrible threat. I'm not going to give up my way of life because there's a terrorist threat. I mean, I'm just not going to do it. This isn't America if we don't have this Bill of Rights and Constitution. Look, cars kill more than anything else in this country. We don't stop driving cars because they're going to kill us. Now, you are 390 times more likely to die in the Western world from a car accident than you are from terrorism, Professor. That just came out. And so I'm just not afraid of it. Meanwhile, sir, we have real terrorism. You know, I see the president criticize the Minutemen who sit there in lawn chairs and videotape and call the police and have spy glasses on the border, where we really need what you're doing, where we really need programs like this. We have 800 dead in the last 11 and a half months in Texas. We have the U.S. mission closing. The State Department saying it's more dangerous than Israel's West Bank per capita. We have car bombs going off in Texas, machine gunning of police, over 15 dead cops this year so far from Mexican Los Zetas paramilitary gangs, and because the federal government wants to keep it quiet and wants amnesty, brother, we've had about three news stories on it in Texas, and Loyola Laredo is shutting down, a huge tourist town. Now, let me tell you, that's a real terrorist threat, and there isn't anything being done about it.
Well, I appreciate the volunteers who do give of their time and resources to help report it. What happens after it's reported, you know, those decisions are made beyond our pay grade.
And then Bush criticizes him, but he wants to have you guys running around in Knoxville doing something even more complex.
Well, I have to say, based on the training that we offered yesterday, there's nothing very complex about it. It's an opportunity to report and a suspicious activity.
I'm just saying filing reports into an NSA database, upload dump site, raw intel is a lot more complex than people going, I spot 14 illegals coming across the fence.
It's still reporting a suspicious activity or criminal activity. And like I said, it's filtered or screened.
Well, so you say suspicious.
Processed.
We know it's criminal on the border. Well, let's take some calls, Professor. I'm just trying to get you to get into our mindset so you know why we're upset about this, why we're concerned. I mean, look, I got video. I got photos of the Alabama Defense Force just randomly searching three-year-old children going into a downtown city. It has nothing to do with anything.
Concern is good, and citizens need to be involved. They need to be involved politically. I mean, we do the best we can.
I just know this, Professor. Some pot-bellied person in a uniform better not try to search me when I'm going into a football game. And they better not do it just randomly on the street corner. That isn't America. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you see that growing in Knoxville to that point?
Well, as I said, there's a growing, as I'm old enough now to see younger people coming into these positions of authority, I'm seeing, to me, a kind of a scary trend or tendency, and that is people that do what they're told. Rather than, they don't think independently. I guess the bottom line is I'm seeing an awful lot of younger people in authority who lack independent thinking skills.
Well, it's just ridiculous. Plus, they say don't profile as if it's fair. We're going to violate everyone, which is, it's like if a black guy robs a bank, you don't go look for an old white lady. Or if a white guy robs a bank, you don't go look for an old black man. It's just ridiculous. Let's talk to Mike. Mike in Chicago, you're on the air with the professor. Go ahead.
How are you? Hey, Professor, the fact that you're a professor, and I appreciate the fact that we have good guys in there doing what they're doing, doesn't this bother you? Don't you see that throughout history we've seen this happen time and time and time and time and time and time again, and the original intention's fantastic, but it never works out right. It never works out like it's sold to the people to begin with, and it always fails and falls apart and turns into this despotic rule of, you know, absolute tyranny, and yet, for some odd reason, we're all still going to follow along like good little lemming.
Well, we all aren't, Mike, and clearly the audience that tunes into this radio show is made up of people who are suspicious of some of these things. And
there's a lot of people that are suspicious of some of these things. It's really, I mean, we want to say that, yeah, you know what, the model of increased security and cameras and all this is going to work, yet we had 14 bombings in 7 days or 7 bombings in 14 days in London, and they've got more cameras and more security than almost anybody else.
Well, did you hear me tell Alex that I believe technology is not the answer to all?
I understand that, and I can appreciate that, but we're still, you're asking the entire population, most of which can't even name their congressman, to try and take responsibility to make sure that this doesn't fall into the wrong hands the next election or the election after that. You leave a carrot out there like this, you're going to have somebody who's ambitious and knows that most people are just taking and putting their absolute faith in our government. They're going to turn around and go, well, hey, now's the time for me to grab it. They'll come up with a great story. Everybody will follow right along with it because the lack of thinking proves that the education system's working. They just follow along.
It's absolutely guaranteed.
That's where we're headed, and we can't deny this. We've seen this so many times throughout history, and yet we're still going to stand
there
and go,
this is like Caesar. This is Caesar crossing the Rubicon, Professor.
Well, as I said, I've been a law enforcement officer. I've been in the military. I had a chance to practice law. I have chosen education because that's where I feel I can personally make the biggest contribution.
Well, I'll just say this. Guys like you are smart and good people, but I'll tell you this because I can read you, and you know, because you're an honest person, an obviously intelligent professor. You got a blind spot, though, because you aren't a bad person, and you are a warrior who has an instinctive need to defend people and an instinctive need to teach. You are naive about the nature of the people that are in control of this government. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Sterling's our guest. It's been an amazing interview. We appreciate him coming on while we preach at him. And he's certainly good at public relations, but I think he genuinely believes what he's saying. And it's just good to know there's folks like him in the system, even if I disagree with what's happening, and we're going to fight it. Let's take another call, sir. Let's talk to Don in Kansas City, who wants to talk to you. Don, you're on the air with the professor.
Hey, Alex, thank you. Professor, I think essentially what the Founding Fathers taught was that the worst crime is organized crime, and the worst organized crime is when it goes into government, where it can operate under the impunity, with impunity under the color of law, and write corruption right into the laws. And all they need at that point is just to manufacture an enemy or a crisis or something to serve as an excuse to just spend billions and billions of our money. Now, back in 9/11, they claimed that the whole world changed because 19 Arabs, you know, attacked our country, but the whole trend and the whole shift is toward targeting Americans. I can't recall any terrorist attacks of any significance happening in this country by Americans since about maybe the Weathermen back in 1970 or so.
By the way, Bill Clinton let them out of jail. What, he pardoned like 30 people who committed over 100 bombings?
Right. Well, you know, today Rush Limbaugh, Alex, was saying that the world didn't change in 9/11. It changed with 226, meaning the first World Trade Center bombing. Well, back then they had a trial over all this with that sheikh, and they turned out they had a Egyptian army officer over there.
Yeah, no, the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver.
Exactly.
That's New York Times. And they said, oh, we're sorry. We built it for them and told them where to park it. Oh, we're so sorry. And now we get all this funding. Oh, it's so sad.
Well,
let me get a comment from the professor. Professor?
Well, I agree with Don's premise. The Founding Fathers warned us against big government. Even well-intentioned government, especially well-intentioned government, needs to be controlled. So I'm not finding fault with those. I mean, I absolutely embrace the premise of that. But what would you have us do? Would you have us not be involved? Clearly, Alex, you're involved at a number of levels, and you're passionate about what you do. You're illuminating. You're bringing light to the subject. That's what we all need to do. We need to walk according to the light we've been shown.
Well, people do need to be involved, and the premise of what you said, that the people are dumb as dirt, and I don't say that from some sardonic view. I mean, there's a mass of people out there, a sizable group, who are very intelligent and informed, no more than I do or you do. But really, it is true, and it goes back to government, federal education, federally written. I mean, these people don't know anything. I mean, nothing. It's like taught my dog smarter. And so I think we're doomed, period. Again, that just proves the case. We're just going to hell in a handbasket.
I do, like I said, I'm dealing with a lot of young people that are very ignorant. They have poorly developed critical thinking skills. I mean, I can't take on the whole world. I have carved out this little niche, or I have been given this little niche, and I can influence 20, 30, 40 students at a time.
And you buy the premise of where the terror is coming from, and we got to stop it, but I'm telling you.
I don't say so much that 9/11, I mean, sometimes in speeches I had said, you know, 9/11 changed things. Really, 9/11 was the symptom of a deeper problem. It's clear that with readily available technology that a very small number of people can wreak havoc on everybody.
Well, that's why the elite is worried and wants to set up this world government now to, quote, stop the proliferation. But they're the ones, our elite, I can prove it, Professor, are the ones proliferating it.
Well, follow the money, I guess.
Well, there you go. Again, the centralized government can't, won't, never will save you. It's like Alberto Gonzalez is pro-gun. I mean anti-gun, 40 to sleep. I wish he was. He openly is anti-gun. And he's pro gun control, but meanwhile he doesn't want me to be able to protect myself, but he wants to have tattletale squads everywhere.
Well, as I said before, I believe that citizens need to be involved, and I believe that the Second Amendment says what it means and means what it says, and I think every American ought to be armed, and that's one of the reasons why America has been spared a lot of the conflict that potentially could have been ours.
Yeah, it keeps the bullies off you. Okay, Professor, thanks for coming on with us. We'll come back in the future.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Bye-bye. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at gcnlive.com or call 877-300-7645.